It's 8 a.m. Eastern, May 1st, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up 0.5% at $58,063. ETH is up 1% at $2,917. Binance Coin is up 1% at $553. What works so well that it's basically magic? Bitcoin mining, USDT in the top three. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your online shop to, did we just hit 1 million orders? Shopify is there to help you grow. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to their new AI solution, Shopify Magic. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how much you want to grow, they have the solutions you need to take control and level up your business. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US and millions of other entrepreneurs across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DCR, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DCR to grow your business, no matter what stage you're at. Shopify.com/DCR. Bitcoin long liquidations rose above $145 million over the past day as Bitcoin's price dipped to its lowest since February. U.S.-based investors' dwindling interest contributed to this downturn. The broader crypto market has seen over $463 million in liquidations. Most of these liquidations were from long positions. Former Binance CEO CZ has been sentenced to 4 months in prison for anti-money laundering violations. He pleaded guilty to the charges in November 2023 and agreed to pay a $50 million fine. During the sentencing hearing, Zhao apologized and expressed a desire to take responsibility for his actions. Over 160 letters of support were filed on his behalf, with friends and industry professionals advocating for a light sentence. The result of the case makes CZ the richest person to serve time in a federal prison in the U.S. While there was speculation about the possibility of a reduced sentence for good behavior, experts believe Zhao will serve the full 4 months. CZ expressed gratitude to supporters following his sentencing to 4 months. He emphasized the importance of compliance, especially after Binance paid a $4 billion fine for non-compliance. CZ plans to focus on education with his new project, Giggle Academy, while remaining a passive investor in crypto. Uniswap users now have the option to buy crypto using Robinhood Connect. This new feature, available on the Uniswap mobile app starting this week, joins Coinbase Pay and MoonPay as providers enabling crypto purchases on the platform. This integration follows Robinhood Connect's recent launch on MetaMask and reflects Robinhood's expanding involvement in the crypto space. Well, early Bitcoin investor Roger Ver has been charged with alleged mail fraud, tax evasion, and filing false tax returns. He supposedly concealed Bitcoin ownership from the IRS, causing a purported loss of $48 million to the government. Ver was arrested in Spain over the weekend and faces possible extradition to the United States. According to the indictment, Ver's companies owned around 70,000 Bitcoins by June 2017, which he allegedly sold for approximately $240 million in cash later that year. Despite not being a U.S. citizen, Ver was legally obligated to report and pay taxes on certain distributions, which he allegedly failed to do. Ver renounced his U.S. citizenship in 2014. And finally, a former Revolut executive has raised $6.5 million for his new venture, hybrid crypto exchange X10, which is launched on Testnet. X10 aims to combine the benefits of centralized and decentralized exchanges offering speed and execution like Coinbase or Binance with full self-custody. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.